Okay, here we go. Shavuot Tov, five ideas. Parshas Ekev, Tavshin Ayin Test. Learn Shemin Zchus Refuah Shlema. Ben Yamin Simcha Ben Adina. Mina Besor Shecha Yisrael Tzpar Levechai. Masha Besor Shecha Yisrael Tov. And Henach Mordechai. Befer Simcha Besor Shecha Yisrael. And also Lili Nishmas. Baruch Tzi Ben Ruvi Nassan. As the Shem is Baruch. Okay, the first idea comes to us from Meshech Chachma. And the last Pasuk in Rishon. The Pasuk says, V'achadah Savato V'erachtas Hashem Nechecha Al-Arz Tova Asher Nassan Lach. The Meshech Chachma wants to understand the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas tells us the following Kal v'chomer. If you're going to tell us that you have to make a bracha when you're satisfied, then surely you must make a bracha when you're hungry. In spite of this Kal v'chomer, the Gemara concludes that the bracha before food is only Derabanan. The bracha before food is only Derabanan. But after is Doraisa. Says the Meshech Chachma, you would think the opposite. You would think the one before should be at least Doraisa, maybe that Derabanan after. What is going on here, says the Meshech Chachma? What's the penimius behind the mitzvah of benching? And the Meshech Chachma tells us a beautiful thing. He tells us that when we have benching, when we have berachas hamazon, it's not only about gratitude. Of course, the Torah is very important. But you want to know what's also important? It's making sure that we don't become gaivedik. What happens? The Torah is concerned, says the Meshech Chachma, with the consequences of us being satisfied and then us feeling arrogant about ourselves. And then at the end of the day, feeling satisfied, and look at the meal, look at this. So the Torah wants to make sure that not only do we not become arrogant, but we have to make sure that it's doraisa when we bench. Right? It's very easy to thank Hashem when you're hungry. But it's much harder to thank Hashem when you're all full. It says in Meshech Chachma, the whole point of benching is not only for gratitude, but to make sure we don't become arrogant. And then maybe you could talk about the Midah of Anava. He said, Rav Tzadok HaKohen says, the Midah of Anava, the Torah can only affect us if we have the midah of humility first. Moshe kiva Torah mi Sinai, says the Kiddush Levi. Moshe didn't get the Torah from Sinai, got the Torah from Hashem. No, says the Kiddush Levi. Moshe learned the midah of Anova from Har Sinai. That's the whole Indian over here by benching. The benching is not only about Hakar Satov, but the benching is about to make us a little more humble, a little more understanding the realization that we need the Rabbonu Shem to make sure we don't become gaivedik. Beautiful idea of Meshech Chachma, Rav Tzadok, and Rishus Levi. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from Rav Baruch of Mezhbish. Rav Baruch of Mezhbish, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. The Pasuk says in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, Ma Hashem Elkecha Shoham Menach Ki'im Liyuraso. Right, what does Hashem ask for us? He just asks us to make sure to fear Him. Says Rav Baruch of Mezhbish, a beautiful insight. He says, we have to understand a little deeper what is Ma Hashem Sholagel. Rabbi Chaim says, just tell us what to do. What's this question, answer form, question, answer? So Baruch Chaim says a beautiful idea. He quotes the Gemara in Sota, Yudalam and Af, and tells us, the Gemara tells us, Ma Hashem Rachum, Avatar Rachum. Just as Hashem is merciful, you become merciful. And Ma Hashem Mevaker Cholim, you Mevaker Cholim. Right? This keep on lotion of Ma Hashem, Ma Hashem. Says Baruch Chaim, go back to the Pasuk, Ma Hashem, Alokecha, what does Hashem your God ask me? Shomimach. Kadosh Baruch Hu asks you to be Ma Hashem, to be like Hashem. Right? The Gemara in Sota says to be like Hashem. Ma Hashem Sholokecha. Right? What does Hashem ask for you? Ki'im Le'yiraso, but how? To be like Ma Hashem. Like the Gemara in Sota says, Ma Hashem Gomel Chasarim, Ma Hashem Mevaker Choylim, Ma Hashem Rachim, to be like Ma Hashem, to be like Kadosh Baruch Hu. Another explanation from this Gemara, the Baal Shem Tov Nevesh Chaim said beautifully, right? The Gemara in Brachas tells us that, oh, only Hashem only asks us to fear Him. Right? It's just a small thing. And Gemara says, yeah, for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's just small. But it says the Baal Shem Tov, the Nefesh HaChaim, the same idea. We're not all Moshe Rabbeinu. We're all not Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does it mean? It's only for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small thing. It says the Baal Shem Tov, the Nefesh HaChaim, when a person connects himself to tzaddikim, to role models, it makes it very easy for yourself. When a person has a tzaddik and a role model and a teacher and a parent and a friend to look up to, you become connected to them. And the Yerushalayim is much more attainable. And that's exactly what the Gemara over there in Brachas Lama Gimel is telling, teaching us. That by Moshe Rabbeinu it's a small thing, but is everyone Moshe Rabbeinu says about Hashem and Nefesh HaChaim? No. But everyone can have the ability to connect themselves to a teacher, to a tzaddik, to a role model. And then you get uplifted. These beautiful limudim from the pasuk of Ma Hashem Sholomimach, the first idea of Baruch HaMezhar is to be like Hashem, Ma Hashem Lokecha, Sholomimach, He asks us to be like Him. And number two, to be able to connect yourself to role models, to tzaddikim. Let's move on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from Iksav Sofer, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Zayin. The Pasuk says, Ki Hashem Elokechem, Hu Elokei Alokim, Hashem Adonim Akel Agor, Agibav Anora, Shalo Iksav Panev Loikach Shochar. Hashem doesn't take bribes. And Rashi says on the spot, no one can appease Hashem with money. Says the Iksav Sofer, is it really conceivable that Hashem can be bribed with money? Who would even have a who would even the Baruch Hashem's not human. Why would we even think that we could bribe Hashem with money? And says the Ksav Sofer, such a beautiful insight. The Pasuk says the Ksav Sofer must be viewed in the context of the passage following it. Look at the Pasukim after. What does it talk about? It talks about making sure to give mishpat to the orphans, to the widows, and love for the foreigner, giving to the geirim, to giving them food and clothing. Says the Ksav Sofer, there are people who give very generous amounts of tzedakah, chesed, perform akinos chasadim. They build hospitals, orphanage, homes for the aged, and shelters for the poor. But what happens? They neglect the other mitzvahs of the Torah. They say, we want to be a good person, get our name on the plaque on the wall in the hospital or in the orphanage. But when it comes to tefillah, when it comes to sukkah and shofar, it comes to bayar, not so into it. Says the pasuk here, don't think that Hashem, you could bribe Hashem with your money for mitzvahs. Don't think that, you're going to get to after 120. Oh, Rebbeinu Shem, I was good about Adam HaChaver, but Adam HaMakom, not so much. No, a Jew is a Yid through and through. Ben Adam LaMakom, Ben Adam LaChavero, and says that's exactly what Ksav Sofer says. Don't think you could bribe Hashem with your money for mitzvahs, Ben Adam LaChavero, or any types of mitzvah. Beautiful insight on Ksav Sofer. And this reminds me a little bit of a Torah from Rav Huttner. If you go to the end of Parshas Mishpatim, right, and the end of Matan Torah, a Malach comes and separates the blood. And Rashi comes and says that Moshe split up the blood, and Rashi says, who split up the blood? Sorry, a Malach came. Says Rav Huttner, Moshe couldn't split up the blood. Why do you need a Malach come to half split on the Mizbeach and half on Klal Yisrael? Says Rav Huttner, a beautiful insight. Their Bono Shem wanted to show a Matan Torah, the Ben Adam Lechaveiro, Ben Adam Lemakom, they're both equal. And how did he do that? He showed a Malach. A Malach came down and split up the blood. Half the blood was thrown on Klal Yisrael, representing the mitzvah of Ben Adam Lechaveiro, and half on Mizbeach, representing the mitzvah of Ben Adam Lemakom. Because in their Bono Shem's eyes, they're all one. It's 50-50. You can't pick and choose. Beautiful insight that makes Ksav Sofer and Rav Huttner. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from Rabbi Shlomo Karliner. The Pasuk says, Yud Aleph, Yud Gimel, Ula'avdo. You have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know the Gemara says, what does La'avdo mean? It means Avodah Zut Tefillah. So Rav Biderman quotes Rabbi Shlomo Karliner, a beautiful insight. And he says such a beautiful thing. I'm going to quote from Rav Biderman. Rabbi Shlomo Karliner says, the reason people aren't succeeding in Avodah Hashem is because she'ena machshivim ovda. They don't value their good deeds. They don't realize their preciousness of each good deed they do, how much pleasure they bring to Hashem. Says Reb Shlomo Karliner, to understand what, you know what avoda is? Not avoda is not just not tefillah, but to know, you want to know why people don't succeed in their Baruch Hashem, because they don't realize how precious it is to their Baruch Hashem. When we put on tefillin, and when we do mitzvahs, but Adam Lachem, Adam Lachaver, whatever it is, it's so precious to Hashem. Ula avda b'chol levavchem. Avoda means it's so precious to the Rebbeinu Shem. This Reb Shlomo Karliner reminded me of a Zera Kodesh. Reb Shitzer Rebbe says, Rabbi Simon likes to quote it. We say in all of davening, Rebbeinu Shem, you should bring us speedily in our days. Give us our Torah portion. Pashup Shah is in our days. Says the Zera Kodesh, B'yameinu means with our days. Beis could also mean with. We have to understand that we're living in the times of Mashiach, the end of time. Our avoda matters. Our davening, our shmir seinayim, our learning, our shalom bayis, our chesin matters. Then here of yameinu Rebbeinu Hashem, you're going to build a beis hamikdash not in our days, but with our days, with our actions, with our davening, with our Torah, with our chesed, with our caring. Says, and that's the same idea of Rosh Hashanah Karlina. You know what avoda Hashem is? Well, you know why people don't succeed? Because they don't view how precious it is to the Rebbeinu Hashem. It's so precious, every act that we do. Beautiful insight from Shlomo Karliner, the Zera Kodesh. Finally, moving on to fifth and the final idea. We said this Chasam Sofer, I believe, last year, but I think it begs repeating again. The pasuk says in Yud Aleph Yud Tes, you should teach your children when you're at home, when you're traveling on the road, and when you lie down, when you get up. Says the Chasam Sofer, just say, you should teach your children. What is this? You teach them at home, teach them on the road, this and that. Says the Chasam Sofer, a beautiful insight. The Torah is charging a parent, a father, of teaching his children the ways of Torah. But not only at home, but also when you travel, even during Bein HaZmanim. That when you make sure that you inculcate your children so thoroughly at home, and you make sure that at the end of the day, Avodas Hashem at home is pure and sincere and genuine, then u'balechtecha b'darach, then when he's going on his way, when he leaves your house and he builds his own house, then he'll be zoch to build in a proper way. Right? The pasuk is not just telling us, no. When you build your home, then, right, If the B'shit Rabbi Visecha is in a genuine, sincere, and passionate way, then it'll be sincere, genuine, passionate when he goes on his way. And this reminded me very much, the conversation of the Gra and the Dubna Magid. Right? The Dubna Magid, the student of the Gra, asked his Rebbe, the Gra, how do you be mashpi on others? And the Gra said, you have to be an overflowing cup. Koisi Revaya. You ever see one of those big Kiddush cups? It says, and then you have the little pitchers on the bottom. You make sure your cup is always being filled, and then and only then will the cups around you will always be invigorated. It says that's what a parent, that's what a teacher, that's what a friend is. When you're constantly working on yourself, then you can give to others, which is the Chasam Sofer here. If you work on Meshitecha Beisecha, then Ubalachtecha Bederecha. Beautiful insight of the Chasam Sofer and the Gra. Let's just review these five ideas. You said the first idea from the Meshech Chachma. Gemara says the whole bracha is, why is it that the bracha before eating is derabanan, the one after is doraisa? Because says the Meshech Chachma, it's not all brachas of Mazon, it's not only just about gratitude. Gratitude is very important, but it's also to make sure that we don't become arrogant. I mean, we make sure we stay humble. Because it's very easy when you become satiated to be a feeling to offer me and this and that, to make sure at the end of the day we bench and make sure to realize that even when we're satiated, we know where it comes from. It works on our humility. And that's what the tzaddik says, the importance of humility. Nafshi kavah l'kol tiyah, make my soul like dust, then pesach bibi basar sech v'seil l'kain etzor. Then the Torah can penetrate our hearts. Namidah v'navah, that's a kiddush ozoivim, Moshe kiba Torah m'sinai. Moshe kiba the Torah from Sinai. Nobody acquired the midah of Torah, which is the midah of anava. Moving on to idea number two, Rav Baruch HaMezhvis told us, the pasuk says, Ma Hashem Sholmayimach, what's this question-answer form, says Rav Baruch HaMezhvis. Just say, Hashem told you to do, to fear Him. Because the Gemara in Sota tells us, on your Dalet, Ma Hashem Gomel Chasarim, Ma Hashem Melach Recholam, Ma Hashem Racham Rechano, just like Hashem is this, just like Hashem is that, you have to be also. And says Rav Baruch HaMezhvis, the grandson of Hashem Tov, Ma Hashem Elkecha, Sholmayimach. Hashem is asking to be like you, Mahashem, to be like Mahashem, to be like just like everything that He does. And that's reminding me of the Baal Shem Tov Nefesh HaChaim, right? Another Liman on there, right? The Gemara says there, not everyone's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small thing. Just to have Yir Shamayim. When a person connects himself to a parent, to a teacher, to a Romano, to a Tzaddik, a person gets invigorated, a person gets re-energized, and you get spiritually uplifted from that person. The Ksav Sofer, the third idea, tells us, Rashi told us in Yod Yodayin, that Hashem you can't appease Hashem with money. Says in Ksav Sofer, but everyone think that you could appease Hashem with money? Ksav Sofer tells us that people do mitzvahs for tzedakah, gimilz chasadim, and they're going to come to Hashem and say, the bonus Shema, I didn't put on tefillin, I didn't do lulav. Don't think Hashem can be bribed with money, the mitzvahs that you did. Ben Adam Machavera, whether Ben Adam Machavera, Ben Adam Lamakom. Hashem cannot be bribed with money, even for the mitzvahs that you did. It's reminding me from our partner, we have to make sure that our mitzvahs are Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Machavera, they're both equal in their Ben Shem's eyes, and that's what at the end of Matan Torah, the Malach comes down before Moshe spills the blood on Klal Yisrael on the Mizbeach. Malach comes down to split it. Why does the Malach have to come down, says our partner? The Ben Shem wanted to show us that the mitzvahs of Ben Adam Machavera, interpersonal, and Ben Adam Lamakom, us between Hashem, they're all equal. And that's why the Malach had to come down. The fourth idea of Rav Shlomo Carlino, or Yudal, Yud Gimel, the Pasuk, talks about Avdo. The Gemara says that Avdo, Avodah refers to Tefillah, but Rav Shlomo Carlino says a bit deeper idea, why isn't our Avodah Hashem not, we're not successful sometimes? We don't realize how precious and how beautiful they are to their Bona Shem. If we looked and actually thought that our Torah and our learning, our Mesir Snefesh of the Bona Shem is so precious to Him, then we'd be successful. We have to make sure to always infuse ourselves and our families and our friends and tell them how precious it is, 1 minute of davening to Hashem, how beautiful it is, and 1 minute of learning, 1 minute of chesed, 1 minute of shmir sinai, 1 minute of positive thoughts. And that's what the Zohar Kodesh tells us. Shevana beis hamidash b'mheirav yaminu. The Rebbeinu Shem, you should not only build a beis hamidash in our days, but with our days, and with our davening, and our learning, and our caring, and our mitzvos chasadim. Finally, the fifth and final idea, the Chasam Sofer tells us, in Yudav Yutes, just tell us to teach our children. What's this? When you're home, when you're on their way, says the Chasam Sofer, when a person is passionate and a person is genuine, sincere, in your home, then when your kids go and build their own homes, which then they'll be zochah to be able to build it in their own way when they see it genuine and sincere and real. And that was the idea. The Magid asked the Gra, how to be affect others. The Gra says you have to be an overflowing cup. When you're overflowing cup, then other people could be affected. We should be zochah b'ez Hashem to take these midas of anava, to be very careful about gaiva, be able to make sure to take these lemudim from the pasuk of Mashem Shalom Eimach, whether it be to be like Hashem in different ways, or to be able to make sure to have the proper role models, to be able to make sure to be all in, ben adam l'chaver, ben adam l'makom, be able to make sure to know how precious every one of our mitzvahs are to the Ribono Shel Olam, and to understand the more passionate and genuine sincere we are at home, the more Be'ez Hashem our children will learn from us, and our students will learn from us, Be'ez Hashem.